Prepare for war. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God, that you can take your stand against the devil's evil schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer. Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 12 and verse 18. After mounting battering from the German Luftwaffe on England's coasts in 1940, Winston Churchill, Britain's famous Prime Minister, made a broadcast to the nation. His famous words will ring forever in the ears of all true Brits. The Battle of France is over. The Battle of Britain is about to begin. For 6,000 years, Satan's battle of the ages against the saints of God has been raging. But far more serious consequences rest on this war against the God of the universe. This is not a battle for the physical domination of a land or peoples. This is a conflict that is raging in the spiritual realm, in heavenly places. It is a very real war that is raging in the lives of all God's children. It is a cruel attempt to scupper Christians from fulfilling their calling. And this war of the ages is far more subtle and wily than any physical fight. There is no armistice on Christmas Eve when opposing troops sing Silent Night. There is no easing of the constant onslaught, battering the blood-bought believer. This battle rages day and night, year by year, with increasing intensity each day. The constant charge, sustained sortie and barrage of bombardment is unabated, and we must be prepared with all God's weapons of warfare. There is not one area of life where spiritual fighting does not permeate. Hostilities rage in the home, the street, the workplace, the shop, and the church. Conflicts percolate the media, entertainment, and the corridors of government. Acidic attitudes are diffused through societies, schools, ministries, and fellowships. Not one is exempt from this bitterest conflict that touches every believer. The kingdom of darkness aims its unrelenting missiles at the kingdom of light, and we are all participants in this battle of the ages for the minds of men. Each one must be alert, for none are exempt, not you and not I. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. The return of Christ is near. His return is even at the very door. But until he comes to take us home, we are to sojourn in this sin-soaked world. Until his return, we are witnesses and ambassadors of our heavenly King. And we need to take heed to the words of our Commander-in-Chief. We must adhere to the strategies in God's field manual on spiritual warfare. We need to abide by the instructions from the Captain of the Lord of Hosts. We have to know and trust our King. And we need to know who is the opposition. We have to unreservedly depend on our Lord if we are to resist the enemy. We have to be unhesitatingly obedient to his word for victory over the foe. Few Christians are aware of this raging battle in which they are engaged. Not many believers know how to repel the enemy's unrelenting assault, and biblical strategies of spiritual conflict go unheeded or are simply ignored. every soldier knows the foundational truths of victory. Victory lies in faithfulness to your leader. Triumph rests in knowing your enemy. Success is secured in obedience to the battle plan. But in the spiritual realm, believers often neglect one important area. A believer should know his position and status in the battle. A Christian should know who he is in Christ. Know his position in Christ. Know his authority in Christ. Know his effectiveness in Christ alone. Know that without Christ we can do nothing. Know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. What King David or Israel did in the physical, we are to do in the spiritual. The military strategies in days of old give us a clue to God's battle plan for today. We must trust the Lord in every situation we meet. We must not seek to do things in our own strength. We are not to compromise or flirt with the enemy. We are to destroy every stronghold and tear down the enemy's fortress. We are to apply God's instructions, even if they conflict with human logic. We are to buckle on every piece of armour that is outlined in Ephesians 6. We are to adopt a spiritual, heavenly war strategy, and not a physical, worldly one. The way to survive in this fierce battle of the ages is given in God's word, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The Battle of France and the Battle of Britain were fought in the physical realm. But the Battle of the Ages has not only begun, but is being heated 7 times hotter. And 2 great pieces of spiritual armoury are intercession and spiritual warfare. Intercession combined with spiritual warfare against the fierce, roaring lion. How urgent to take note of these things in the days prior to our Lord's return, that we know him more intimately and more fully than ever before, that we understand the wiles and strategies of the evil destroyer, that we know ourselves and confess of our failings and disobedience, that we recognize our position of victory and apply the word of God, that we only adopt scriptural principles of spiritual warfare, that we put on the full armour of God, described in Ephesians 6, for each piece of armoury points to Christ. When we are covered in him, we are fully protected, and we are to pray.